Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Creomi. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I would like to file for unemployment.
Okay, and I'll be more than happy to help you file that claim. Can you provide me with your social?
417-96-7823.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Patricia Hollinghead.
And your date of birth?
3/24/1968.
And your mother's maiden name?
Martha Jane Hilliard.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state was that issued in?
Pike County.
Okay.
Driver license, Alabama. Driver license.
Okay. And can you give me that license number?
774-1047.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid card. The prepaid card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for benefits. And if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or the benefits card?
The benefit card.
Okay. And Ms. Hollinghead, can you provide me with your mailing address?
601 Botts, that's BOTTS, Avenue, Apartment C7, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Okay. And is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, it's the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. And can you provide me with your telephone number?
334-672-5910.
Okay. And just to verify that mailing address, that's 601 Boats Avenue, Apartment C7, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have some security questions to ask you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 319 Boswell Road, 423 Astor Circle, 635 Overlook Road, 701 West 8th Street, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Based on your background, in what city is 8058 Walsh Drive, Baldwin, Henry, Madison, Monroe, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 126 Rose Circle, 1819 26th Street, 511 12th Avenue, 71 Ridgewood Lane, or none of the above?
I think 126 Rose Circle, I think.
Okay. And what month was Stacy Hollinshead born in? March? Okay, go ahead.
I'm not sure what month she was born in.
You want me to read the choices out and it may trigger or something? It's March, June, August, October, or none of the above?
I can call her right quick.
It's just a security question. We can do none of the above and go on.
Okay.
And which of the following streets have you never lived on or used as your address? Walter Drive, Route 7, Box 112, Box F, 4th Avenue, Northwest Merlin Court, or all of the above?
I think Route 7, Box 112C, I think.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No. I'll tell you that, Lee.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And what was your last day at work?
February 8th, 2022.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Just recently.
And why are you not mentally or physically able to work?
Yes, I have a condition going on with my foot. And the reason why I couldn't work on the job that I had, because they were doing 12-hour, and I had to go to the doctor for it, and the doctor had took me off for a while, at least 8 hours, but I couldn't work the 12.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for business?
Business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I available?
Yes, ma'am.
No, not at the moment, I'm not.
Okay. Let's see. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you work for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Maybe about 2 miles, maybe.
Can you say that again? I couldn't get it.
Maybe 2 miles.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
The lowest would be 15.
Okay. And do you obtain work through a union?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your job title, Ms. Hollinghead?
Operator.
Mm-hmm. Was that like in a plant or a switchboard operator?
Like a plant.
Okay. And are you seeking the same type of work?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the company you were working for?
KW Container.
Okay. And do you have their phone number?
No, I don't have the phone number.
Okay, just give me 1 second to look it up.
Okay.
And where are they what city are they located in?
Here in Troy.
Okay. And what was your start date with this company?
It was around 2020.
Okay. And you're working in Troy, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah. And have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, holiday pay?
No.
Okay. No. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And this was your last employer, correct?
Yes.
And you say you're you couldn't do stand up for the hours?
Yeah, for 20
okay.
hours.
Okay, let's see.
Because of a medical condition I have.
Okay. And I'm just putting down what you said about your medical condition. And can you give me the name and the title of the person that you advised that you couldn't only work the you couldn't work the 12-hour shift?
I think maybe Miss Lee or Jason.
And what's Miss Lee's title?
I think she's a supervisor.
And you did say your doctor said you can work 8 hours instead of 12, correct?
Well, that was really my opinion of working at 8, but...
Okay.
Right now, you know, I have to have this surgery right now.
Okay.
And I don't know when I'd be able to go back.
Okay. And do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
No.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper so you can take down your PIN number?
Okay. Yes.
It is 23 68.
Okay.
And before we finish your claim, before we finish your claim, I have some important information to read to you. It contains websites and phone numbers you may want to write down.
All right.
It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and you have a forward slash, and you have V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, and T as in Tom. And you would go there to update your online resume because failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits, and you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, and you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. And if you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you will call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday, and you make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read that information carefully, because failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions, you can call 1-800-361-4524. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. And if so, you will be contacted by letter or telephone before a decision on your claim is made. And Ms. Hollinghead, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Could you give me that claim number again?
Your PIN number?
The claim number, I believe.
Oh, the
1-800 number.
752.
Hold on. You said 1-800.
1-800-752-7389.
Okay, I have it.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
When I was explaining to you about my situation, at the moment I can't go back to work because I have to have this surgery.
Yes, ma'am.
Until the doctor give me, you know, okay for me to go back.
Okay.
That's what I want to say.
Okay. And if they need some further information, they'll call you and let you know.
Okay. All right.
All right, then. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
All right. One more thing. How often do I call this number?
Every week. You do it once a week. I would just do it on Sundays, and you have it out the way for the week.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.